UTA Radio.
UTA Radio.
Radio. UTA.
UTA Radio.
Idaat UTA.com.
I'm Alexis Coppola. Live in studio today, we have Graham Hill. Hi, Graham.
Hi.
So today you're here for the Mavs Speaker Series. You're actually the first one in the series this year.
Yep.
Your topic is removing unnecessary in life and business, right?
Correct.
I was actually wondering, what was the hardest thing for you to really downsize on?
Hardest thing to downsize on? I mean, I think everyone has their thing. Probably for me, it's sports equipment.
Really?
I'm a big kite surfer, and so that tends to take up a lot of space and, yeah, hard to cut down on.
I saw you designed a bike that, you know, was made for small spaces, which is really cool. Because that takes up a lot of space in most apartments.
Yeah, thanks.
How do you think this really pertains to college students?
The bike in particular?
Just
in general?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think it's in a way fortunate if you start thinking about small living at this point in your life versus later, because it's with time that you accumulate lots of stuff. And so if you start thinking about the advantages of living a smaller, more edited life, then you can start off well and not accumulate a lot of stuff, and with that, the expense and the environmental impact and all the hassle.
So, speaking of the environmental impact, you started Tree Hugger, which was a blog, and then I was just wondering, how did you really get your start in going into, you know, downsizing, life edited, and Tree Hugger, and all that? How did you get your start?
I mean, I grew up with a hippie family, and so I think, you know, pretty much started from there. But Tree Hugger really started out of frustration, being essentially in sort of early 2000s in terms of environmental media. Most of what existed was really not very exciting, pretty boring, and all about no and inspiring by fear. And so Tree Hugger was really, it's a tongue-in-cheek name, and it's still going, treehugger.com. And the idea was inspired by hope about yes and about things you can do, and that you could wear a collared shirt and live in a city and still be an environmentalist. And so that was really the beginning. And then Life Edited was what came out of that, because what we ended up talking about a lot was just how that one of the easiest ways to go greener is actually just to live smaller, so to have less space and less stuff. And so it really grew out of Tree Hugger itself.
Do you see a difference in the younger generation and older generation? In, you know, do you think it would be harder for us college students to downsize compared to some of the older generation?
Harder and easier, I would say. Harder in that this generation, we've really learned how to market desire for things in a way, like the advertising is very advanced. We also have made it very easy for people to buy things. We've made things a lot cheaper with online shopping, big box, et cetera, et cetera. It's very tempting, and it's very easy to buy things. And so it's probably harder in that respect. But I think this generation, cars are for a lot of people, cars are less of a thing than they used to be. That used to be such an important part. And I think also just the idea of sort of settling down. And I think it's less so now. It's more about experience. And I think like one of the probably few benefits of social media is just that it has people focus on experiences. So it's less about, you know, status is always important and sort of how cool you are relative to other people. And I think it used to be a lot more about the things that you own, the cool car that you drive, the place that you live in. And I think now with social media, it's a lot more about the experiences, that cool trip that you took, that concert that you saw, that party that you went to. And so I think that the one beautiful thing about social media is it's actually focusing us more on experiences, and experiences are actually what make you happy more than stuff.
There's a lot of movements kind of going around like the tiny houses. Do you really think that's part of what you're trying to talk about with Life Edited?
Yeah, absolutely. We're all about small living and all about sort of being conscious about what we truly need and what we don't. And I think like the straw or really the cocktail napkin or the cocktail stirrer, these are things that are really not very necessary and are unfortunately causing us a lot of damage. So I think, yeah, there's some basic, you know, straws. We can at least make them differently, but do you really need them in the first place?
Yeah.
We somehow survive for a long time without them. So yeah, I think it's about being conscious about our impact on the earth and what we truly need and what truly makes us happy.
And you started with Tree Hugger, and then now you're doing Life Edited.
Yes.
Do you have any future projects or any more speaking events that you're really trying to grasp for in your future?
Well, I'm speaking tonight here at, I think the doors open at 6:30, and you can get them on, get tickets at utatickets.com. There should be a good 1,000 or so people there, and so I'm really looking forward to being able to delve into this at depth. I'll probably talk for a half hour or so. That's the next big one, and I'm really excited. I just built this amazing 1,000-square-foot off-grid house in Maui, which, despite its size, is a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath, and can seat 20 for dinner. So it does a lot in a small amount of space, and it's entirely off-grid. And that's going to be there's a 1-hour special on HGTV and DIY that should be out in December. So I'm excited about that. And I'm just excited to help evangelize this idea. It's something that I really believe in and that I've lived personally. I've gone from a fairly large life with a really big house and lots of stuff to a much smaller life. And despite having sold a couple companies and being able to afford a much larger life, I've gone smaller and I'm not going back. I really enjoy it. I think it's a great way to be. It just makes for a happier life, and it's one that saves you money and reduces your footprint and just feels right. Small living is not often the focus is on tiny houses or micro units kind of thing, and that certainly makes sense for when you're one or two people, but obviously families are larger. But as evidenced by our project in Maui, Life Edited Maui, we took 1,000 square feet and made it a 4-bedroom, 2.5-bath. And so that's definitely works for a family. And so the same stuff applies. And you know, having kids, like, that you're making decisions all the time about what to bring into your life. And I think it applies for families as well as children, et cetera.
The preceding program is a production of UTARadio.com and the Department of Communication. Thank you for listening.